Warning. Details may be disturbing to some readers. Saskatchewan man and Canadian national Matthew Norman Balak, 31, has been arrested by the FBI for allegedly distributing child pornography. According to U.S. court documents, Balak allegedly distributed videos depicting the sadistic sexual abuse of toddlers and prepubescent children. According to the January 23, 2024, indictment, which was unsealed in February, Balak distributed three video files depicting adult males engaging in sexually explicit conduct with minors via a social media communication application. U.S. court documents allege that the videos, allegedly shared by Balak for purposes of his own sexual gratification, depict extremely young and vulnerable children who are crying in pain as they are being raped by adult men. The FBI say that law enforcement has come to learn that the application is used by some individuals who have a sexual interest in children. The charge was announced by U.S. Attorney Matthew M. Graves, FBI Special Agent in Charge David J. Scott of the Washington Field Office's Criminal and Cyber Division, and Chief Pamela Smith of the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD. The FBI, in a media release, stated that on January 23, a member of the MPD FBI Child Exploitation Task Force was monitoring an online application in an undercover capacity and an undercover agent encountered Balak, who then allegedly sent a message believing he was communicating with a pedophile. The FBI alleged that Balak later sent the undercover agent three video files depicting adult males sexually abusing minor children. On February 8, law enforcement executed a search warrant at Balak's home in the District of Columbia and took him into custody. If found guilty, distribution of child pornography carries a mandatory minimum 5-year prison sentence. The maximum sentence is 20 years in prison. An indictment is only an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. The case has been assigned to the U.S. District Court Judge Reggie B. Walton. The case was investigated by the FBI's Washington Field Office and the Metropolitan Police Department. It's being prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorneys Karen Shinsky and Paul V. Courtney. According to Balak's LinkedIn, he has been living in Washington, D.C., working as a financial risk specialist for the World Bank for the past 2 years. His LinkedIn also states he worked for the Bank of Canada for 5 years as a senior financial specialist and was a program manager in LGBT capital markets to empower LGBT plus talent. He obtained his Bachelor of Arts from McGill University and his Master of Financial Economics from Western University. According to his social media, he is originally from Outlook, Sask. Warning. Graphic sexual details may be extremely disturbing to some readers, and we strongly recommend you don't read further if this will upset you. Details from U.S. court documents reveal that the undercover officer, UC, was monitoring an online application that is geared toward gay and bisexual men looking to engage in sexual activity. The application allows users to post messages in a public chat room that is visible to online users and also allows users to message each other privately. The UC has been active on the application for several months and knows that a subset of its users is interested in the sexual exploitation of children and in discussing and trading child sex abuse material. On Tuesday, January 23, 2024, the UC posted a message in the public chat room indicating that he had an interest in No Limits Taboo and was looking to meet and moss in person with individuals who had similar interests. A user, later identified by law enforcement as Defendant Matthew Norman Balak, initiated a conversation with the UC by sending a private message. Below is a portion of that chat. Balak. Hey PRV1. 1. UC. Hey, how are you? UC. How naughty. Limits. Balak. Horny? Balak. No limits except scat and blood. Balak. Privy ASF. Balak. You? UC. Same taboo little boy. Balak. F ya? UC. You have material too? Balak. You looking to bait too? UC. Where you located? Balak, Shah. UC. Nice. Chinatown area here. Balak, close. Balak, you hosted groups before? UC. Yes. Balak, PRVing make me rock H. UC. Just like to build trust before so I know everyone cool and on same page. PRV, and, privy, are misspellings of, perv, and, pervy. Individuals interested in the sexual abuse and exploitation of minors and in child sex abuse material often refer to themselves and their proclivities using these terms. Bait, is a slang term that is short for, moss. B-A-L-L-E-K. Shoot big loads. Balak. Yeah, makes sense. Balak. Image of an adult male lying in bed exposing his erect pay. UC. Huge loads. UC. What do you perv to? B-A-L-L-E-K. Emoji depicting man and boy. B-A-L-L-E-K. Emoji depicting dog. UC. MF yeah, now we on same page. UC. Nothing makes me see asterisk more. UC. You wanna move to wire 3? UC. Or somewhere else. B-A-L-L-E-K. I have telly 4. Balak. But just got wire. Balak. At F5H7J8. Balak. Add me. On Tuesday, January 23, 2024. It is alleged that the defendant continued to communicate with the UC through a private, encrypted, secret chat. During the course of that chat, the UC informed the defendant that he had sexual experience with his purported 8-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old boy. Defendant insinuated that his only sexual experience had been abroad. During the course of the chat, defendant asked the UC if he had videos. Below is a portion of that chat. Balak. You got videos? B-A-L-L-E-K, to PRV too? UC. I have some original content of mine and a few vids of me perving on her while she was knocked out. UC. What about you? Balak. I don't keep it. UC. Ah? UC. Yeah, I'm only looking for others that also have stuff, too risky otherwise. B-A-L-L-E-K. I can get CP. Balak. Just not original. Balak. Is that fine? UC. Oh, knew you didn't have original. I thought you didn't have any CP at all. Balak. You share your daughter? B-A-L-L-E-K. Or have you? UC. I would let another trusted perv play with her like I do. I think it would be hot as F. I just don't have her this week. During the chat, the defendant wrote to the UC, you need to go abroad with me. Below is a portion of the continued chat in which the defendant discussed his access to child pornography. Balak. I just cleared my vids but I can find. UC. Okay. Balak. I know lots of guys. Balak. This is a new telly. UC. Am you ever perv out with any or just online? Balak. Perved quite a bit. Balak. With guys? UC. Nice. B-A-L-L-E-K. It's hard to find. UC. Yeah, it is. Balak. How do you find? UC. And hard to find others into it that are close? Balak. Do you party and bait on Zoom? During the course of the chat, the defendant also told the UC that he had met a man for sex through a social media application and that the man's 18-month-old son was sexually abused during that encounter. Below is a portion of that chat. B-A-L-L-E-K. Played with one dad from GRNDR. UC. Balak. And his son? UC. How old? Balak. But like light? Balak. 18 months. UC. UC. F. UC. Love that. UC. What he let you do. Balak. IF the dad and he put the boy on his stomach. B-A-L-L-E-K. Rubbed his D on his hoe. UC. M. Su hot. Balak. Rimming. Balak. No F. UC. Love to have that connection. Balak. How long you been pedo? The defendant then wrote to the UC, will you trade if I send? I got a guy. Shortly after this statement, the defendant distributed child pornography to the UC, sending him 3 videos that depict adult males rap young boys. The first video is approximately 36 seconds long and depicts an adult male aggressively inserting his index finger in and out of a toddler boy's A. The toddler is heard crying throughout the video. The second video is approximately 48 seconds long and depicts an adult male penetrating a toddler boy's anus with his page. The toddler is heard screaming and crying throughout the video. The third video is approximately 36 seconds long and depicts an adult male inserting his pee in the anus or buttocks of a prepubescent boy. In response to an administrative subpoena, the application on which the defendant first messaged the UC provided information about his account to law enforcement. The response indicted that, on Monday, January 15, 2024, the defendant user upgraded to a premium account using a credit card with the name, Matthew N. Balak. The UC reviewed publicly visible portions of the defendant's LinkedIn profile, a portion of which is depicted below. The profile states that the defendant is currently located in Washington, D.C. The profile further indicates that the defendant worked in Ottawa, which is consistent with the information that, SX88N2, posted on Reddit. U.S. court document. The UC also reviewed information about the defendant obtained from the Department of State. The Department of State indicated that defendant was issued a G4 visa on June 8, 2021, to work at the World Bank. Defendant posted a photograph of the World Bank's headquarters to Instagram on November 22, 2021, with the caption, New job who dis? The UC queried a public records database and found a listing for the defendant that included the address, redacted Washington, D.C. See how Sask Ice catches child predators. For an inside look at how Saskatchewan ICE officers catch child predators, click on this story. An inside look into how Sask ICE investigators catch child predators. If you have been a victim, there is help available. If you have been a victim of sexual violence, ensuring you are safe and supported is the first step. If you are in immediate danger, call 911. If you do not feel comfortable contacting the police, you can reach out to people you trust. You or someone acting on your behalf can also reach out to a sexual assault support agency, a victim services program or helpline. In Regina, call 306-522-2777 or email rsac@sasktel.net. In Saskatoon, call 306-244-2294 or email info@ssaic.ca. In the Battlefords, call 306-445-2727 or email info@basac.ca. In Prince Albert, call 306-764-1039 or email saw@pacrisis.ca. This story by Saskatoday first published on March 10, 2024. LJOY@glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourtSKToday.